I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The European Parliament broke out the G word this week, voting unanimously to call ISIS persecution of Christians genocide. Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA says international action often follows the label, but it's not always guaranteed. The next step? Getting the United Nations on board. You don't have to wait for political leaders to help, though. Through Open Doors, you can encourage fellow believers and help refugees learn about Christ. We'll show you how at our website. Meanwhile, in Uganda, a new sponsorship program is getting disadvantaged kids back in school. Surrounded by poverty, school-aged kids from Karamoja can often be found in the streets begging for money instead of learning in a classroom. Every Child Ministries is stepping in with a new school and child sponsorship program, offering kids both a future and the hope of Christ. If you want to be part of the solution, connect with ECM at our website, missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University, I'm Ruth Kramer.